Vayter in Shas, we are on Daf Chaf Hey, about a second wide line, last word of the line. Once again, you have guessed it, Vayter with the Inyanim of Agadata. Amrale de Bisu, we're continuing with Chanina Mendoza and all the different miraculous things that happened. So one day, his wife said to him, Arimis Nezil Vinistar Kulei, how long are we to go on like this in such pain? They were quite poverty stricken. Amrale, he says to her, my Navid, what do you want me to do? She says, Boy Rachamid, the Nesu Lachmidi, why don't you daven that we should be able to get something, you know, things can work out a little bit. So we dive in for something. It came out from the heavens, a hand, some sort of hand. Gave over a leg of a golden table. So they got it. Great, fantastic. They're rich. And then what happened was, he said, I saw in a dream that Rashi says, the bitu bechalma. Chazi the bitu bechama, his wife saw in a dream, aside tzadike da achli apsor de dava. What's going to happen in the asir, meaning in the future, it's going to be that the tzadik are going to eat from a golden table. The isle plus carry that there are three legs on the table. Va'ato chelis apsor tre. But I see you're only going to have one, a tre carry. You're going to have two legs. Amalei nichalach de mechal achli kuli alma apsor de mishlam. She said, are you okay with the fact that everybody's having a table that's complete? And we're going to eat a table that's lacking? We're missing a leg over there. Amalei, so said, Umay Navid. So what do you want to do? What should we do? Should get it back. So he davened and they took it back. The second miracle, the one después, was more impressive than lo primero, than the first miracle. The Gemir, because we have a tradition, the May of Yavi, Mishka lo shakli. Maybe going to get something from Shemaya, it's going to be given to you, but they never take back. Rashi says, busted the Yavi, after they already gave it to you, they're not going to come take it back. So that's even a bigger miracle. Another story, another time, what happened was, this is Rashi says, Erev Shabbos, it was Erev Shabbos, and Chazi Lebrate Davis Hatzivis saw that his daughter was quite sad. Amar Labiti says, my daughter, Lamay Hatzivis, why are you sad? Amar Lei, she said, Kli Shel Chometz is Chalafi B'Kli Shel Shaman, I made a mistake and I took the wrong container. Rashi says, I took the one that was supposed to have in it oil, but instead it took the one that has vinegar in it. Right? It says, I put the wrong thing in for hadlokas nidus. What does that do? If it lacked the mimena or the Shabbos, and I went ahead and I went to go into light, this would be for Shabbos. Amaloi says to her, what's the problem? What's the issue? Biti, mayich pislach, what do you care? Misha Amar L'Shaman V'Yid. Look, whoever said that the oil should burn, who Yom L'Chomet V'Yid, look, let it be that the oil should burn also. Ah, amazing. The day after Hanukkah, we should speak about the miracles of how nothing even makes sense in this world. The bonus soul makes burn whatever should be burned. Oil makes sense. Chomet makes sense. Anything makes sense. So what happened? They did that in Kachava. Tahna, Hayadolik V'Alek Oleyam Kulo. It actually stayed lit the entire day. Or Havdalah, and they used it for Havdalah. That's how long it lasted. Rashi says, Hidlik Mimenu Ner Achas Leonas Bo. To get enough of it. Rashi goes on, it says, Vener Shal Maisa Nisim Kiba, Kihechi de Avad Rabbi Yehuda Bechala de Hava Smida. He ended up lighting a light from that flame because they don't want to get enough from the actual miracle like we saw earlier, that we don't like to get enough from miracles because then it takes away. Okay, Erev Shabbos, what you do? You're stuck, they had to go and do it because it was going to be Shabbos, but after Motzei Shabbos, they lit from it so they could have a regular candle. Rabbi Chanina Mendoza had goats. We're going to see in a minute. How does he have it? He was poor. I thought he was very poor. How did he have these goats? Not sure that's a goat or a sheep, but all right. Anyway, Armalei, they said, come mafsadon, your animals are messing up. Rashi says, the fields, the sados, they're eating from them. Amar, he says, e come mafsadon. If it's really true that it's messing up fields, nichlinu dubi, let it be that it's eaten by, Rashi says, dubi means usually a dove is a bear. Over here it says, ze'even basados. It should be that the wolves in the field should go ahead and should eat them up, if that's really true. But if not, if really they're not messing things up, you just messing with me, and actually it's not really true, then each one of them should come back in the evening time and should have this bear or this ze'ev should be in its horns. Let's take a look. Urta Isaac Khadab Khada Duba Bakanya Kardaya in the night they came back and all of them had these doobies, doobie doobie doo in their horns. Havaleahi Shivasa. There was a lady. There was this woman who lived near him, the Kabanya Bese, and she was building a house. Velo Matu Kishure. And Rashi says, Ina koros magios mikosa lakosa, the beams didn't go from one wall to the next. They weren't long enough. Asi lakame, so she came out of Chinyan Amalei and said, Bunisi Basi velo kamtu kshurai. I built this house. The problem is my beams aren't able to reach from one side to the next. What do I do? Amala, Mashmech, what's your name? Komate Yamath. And she said, Amalei Aiku. My name is Aiku. Very common name for those who are named it. Armor Aiku Nimtuk Shiraich, she said, Aiku, your beams should be able to reach. She says, Ya'arichu Akoros, it should go, it should become longer. Tana, Yachi Yotza, Amma Lakan, Amma Lakan, ended up becoming longer. They started to stretch out until there was an Amma on both sides. Some say, Sinifima, some that didn't become longer, that actually stretched out. But there were other pieces that were added to it through the miracle. Rashi says, Nifim Hayu, Akoros Shel Cholios Hayu. B'maisa Neis Nidbeku Lehem Chatichos Ketanos La'arkan. Miraculously, the extra pieces started to attach itself to it and became longer. Tanya, we learned in Abraisa, Plimo Omer, Plimo Sarani Reisi. I saw Oso Abayis, that house, it wasn't that it was added onto it, but rather they became elongated. It was an Amma on both sides. V'omer li. And people said, this is the house that Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa davened. And he elongated the beams. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, mechan avaleisim. Now, frak the Gemara, the kasha, where did he get it from? I thought he didn't have any dinero. He didn't have any plata. I thought he didn't have any cash. He didn't have the stash. How in the world did he have goats? ¿Cómo se dice goats?
Gabra.
How did he have cabras? He was very poor. Said, so you're not allowed to raise behemoth daka, these small animals, in Eretz Yisrael. Because it comes out that they're going to come to steal, they eat other fields, they ruin it, they damage things. You're not allowed to raise these things. So what happened here? Amr Pinchas, Maisa, no. This is what happened. Maisa v'over adam echad al Pesach Baisa. What happened? This guy came and passed by Bechanina's house. V'hiniach sham tanagolim. And he left over there his chickens. Barak. Matzaslan isha shem Bechanina Medosa. She found them. V'amalan said, al tochum v'bitzayim. He said, you can't eat those eggs. They're not ours. They belong to some little guy lifted over here, or some big guy lifted. The Hebrew baits him, tanagolim, but it started to add up. Egg after egg after egg after egg. Mucho, mucho huevos. Right? So what happened for you? Mitzarin, O son. And it was causing them a lot of pain because they had so much stuff like lying around. So what they do? Umalchon, they decided to sell the eggs. They sold everything, the eggs and the chicken. They bought goats with that money. Pamachas, one time over sold them, and the guy who lost the chickens walked by and he said, wait a minute, I left my chickens over here. Shomer Chanini heard, he said, you have a simon? But tell me that you're the chickens. I'm hello. Yeah, he says, sure, I have a simon. Nothing was simon. He gave a simon. But not till the season. And he goes and he took the goats. And that was the ones that brought the goats in their horns. So we see that he actually was very poor, but it wasn't because of him. It was rather because of this other guy. All right, Viter. Moving on to somebody else. Rabbi Elazar ben Pedast Chikalei Milsatuva. He was a very, very poor man. Very poor man. Rashi says, Amora Hoya. Vua Nikra Morud de Arud Eretz Yisrael, the master of Eretz Yisrael, but Mesachas Nida. Bala Aros Hoya. Vu Shimish of Yochanan Achari Mos Rish Lakish. Vayodachik Vani. He was a student of Rish Lakish. When Rish Lakish dies, he became a student of, he was Meshamish of Yochanan. And he was very, very poor. And he was a shtaki yid. Avad milsa, Rashi says, hiki is dumb. He did bloodletting. V'lo havale midi limitam. He didn't have anything to eat. And we've seen in the past that you got to eat something, you have to do bloodletting. So Shaka brought the tumah. He ended up taking garlic. Rashi says, ben hashum, sela shel shum, a little stickle of shum, like a clove of garlic. Vashad b'pumim, and he threw it into his mouth. Chalosh libe v'nim. What happened was he got very weak, and then Rashi says nis alpha. He fainted. He fell asleep. Az rabbanon sheyuli bay. The rabbis went to go and ask and see what's going on. Chazu the kabachi b'chayich. And they saw he was crying, and then he was laughing. He's in the middle of a sleep, and they see him like he's crying, he's laughing. And they saw that there was a nitzotz, a spark that of light that popped out of his forehead. And they're like, what was that? Kieto, when he got up and related, they said to him, my time of kabachas v'chaychas, why were you crying and why were you laughing? Amalehu, he said to them, Dahava Yosef imi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sitting with me. And I said to him, how long is it going to be that I'm going to be suffering in this world? You know, I don't have anything. This is really hard. He says, Elazar, my son. Do you want me to flip over the whole world and start everything over? You want me to start over the whole world? Maybe then you're going to be born when there's a time when there's a lot of mizonos. So you're going to end up really making it big. So he says, you're going to do all this and only maybe it's going to get better? Amalei, so he says to him, the chayetfei or the chayena? Tell me, is it the chayetfei? Meaning, did I live majority of my life? Oh, the chayena, do I still have majority to go? Rashi says, the chayena, fisha or the chayena, yimei chayai, shechesi kvar, him rabim mibashen yaseh lichos, did I already live majority of the days that I was supposed to live, or am I not there yet? Amalei, he says to him, the chayes. Rashi explains that what that means is Amr dechayis mashikvar chayita merubim mimashata matzid lichios. That which you lived, you've lived majority of your days. V'hainu dekal bachi ki Amr shirin hayut. That's why he cried. V'hai dechiyach, that which he laughed, mishum yud gimel the 13 narusa lichos behem b'litaya behem mizabizel. He's going to get, which we're going to see right now. Amr lichayis dechayis. If that's the case, I'd rather you not go ahead and restart the whole world. Don't just start the whole world. I only have a little bit to go. Let me get to Olam Haba. Amalei said to me, Bahai Agra de Amars Lobaina, you're going to get reward for the fact that you said that you don't want me to destroy the world. Yahid Nalach La Amadasi. That reward I'm going to give you in Olam Haba. What am I going to give you? Tlesein, Harvasa, Demishcha, Farsamon, Dachian, Kifras, Vidigos. 13 rivers of balsam oil that are clear, like the Euphrates and the Diglas. Dim'angas b'hu, you're going to be able to go ahead and be you're able to go and get a lot of ta'anug from these things, a lot of pleasure from these things. Okay. Amar l'kamei, so we said, Hai v'sulo, is that it? That's all I'm going to get, Ribbono Shel Olam? You're not going to get more? Amar li, said to me, l'chavrach, ma yehivda? What am I going to give your friends? If I'm going to take more and give to you, then what am I going to give over to other people? Amar li, so I said to him, v'ana megavad l'estlei be'ina. I don't want to take from those people. I want to take from the people that don't have. Those who lost their chedek and olam haba. Machin bastkutla apusai. When I said that, she says, hainu tzutzisa, what was the spark that came out? It's like snapping of the fingers, like a flick of the fingers on his forehead. And he said, Elazar, my son, gire bach gire. Rashi explains this is an expression of showing his pleasure and his how happy he was that he, you know, his happiness with him. He says, my arrows have hit you, my arrows. Period. Rav Chawa, Bar Chanina goes to Tanisa. Once there wasn't any rain, so Rav Chanina said it, but Tanis. V'lo Samitra didn't rain. Amr Leisa, they said. V'har Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi goes to Tanisa v'Samitra. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi did it, and it did work. So what's going on? Amr Lui says to him, Ha'ana Ha'bar Levi. He said, what are you going to come? You're going to compare the two of us? I'm davening, that's one. Boyer, he's a Bar Levi. As Rashi explains, who ish echad vani ish echad who other from me? I'm one person. He's a higher level than me. Imrulei denese. So he said, tell him he should come. Let him daven. We chavin daiten and we go and we'll all daven. Efshe the tavir tzibura lebayu. The tavir is a lashon of shofar of breaking. Maybe they will break. The tzibur will break their hearts. Dasi mitra, and then it's going to come to rain. So they go and they davened and nothing happened. Amalu, he said to them, Nichaluchu Sheva Mata Bishvilenu. Bishvilenu. Do you want to join in on this chus over here? In other words, not just us alone. Is it Nichaluchu is good for you? Sheva Mata Bishvilenu that should come in all of our merits? I says, Mekabla Matem Aleichim or Maskimim Ladas Echad. You all mask him to this. Amalu, Hain said, yeah, we're in. Amalu, Rakia, Rakia, Kasi Panayach. He said, Sky, Sky. heavens, heavens, you know, kasi panecha, cover your face. And what it means is, you should cover it, mean cover it over with clouds. Lo is kasi, but it didn't actually end up covering over. Amar kama azin p'nei rakia. Wow, what azas panim? Rashi says the lo kazim itzibur, that you're not answering to the tzibur over here. You're not covering your face in such a thing. That's such azas. That's real brazenness. Kase ichse ver asim mitcha. Suddenly, what happened? It covered over and it started to bring rain. Another story time. Levi goes to Tanis. Levi said he made it fast. V'lo simetah, but it didn't rain. Amar l'farav, he says, Ribono shel olam, Master of the universe, the Maestro del mundo. See? Maestro? Master? Master of the universe. Alisa v'yishato amarim, you went and you sat up on high. V'einat amarechem abanecha, but you're not having rachmanas on your children. Asimetah, it rained. V'itla, but because of the way that he spoke, itla, he became lame. He messed himself up because of the way that he spoke towards Hashem. I remember Lazar, Liolam Ayatiach Adam Devarim Klapir Maila. Persons should never go ahead and literally throw their words against Hashem. Or is don't go ahead and you know, call Hashem to task. I mean, Adam Gadol Tiach Devarim Klapir Maila V'itla. This happened that a great person did this, and when he did, he ended up becoming lame. He messed himself up, which means that it messed up the way he wasn't able to walk properly anymore. Who was that debate in such a way? Umanu Levi. In fact, the Gemara, huh? We remember this Gemara is a Gemara in Sukkah. Vaha Gamar Lei, was that the thing that caused him to become lame? Vaha Levi Achvi Kida Kami Derebi Vitla. We know that they used to do this like Shtiklach Torah, the Gemara in Nun Gimel in Sukkah says that they used to, during the Sukkah space in Shueva, do all amazing acrobatics. And one of them is called Kida, where you bow down in a way, majority of the weight of your body would go down in the thumbs and you have to lift yourself only from them. And he tried to do it. Am I doing that? It puts a lot of pressure, tremendous amount of pressure on the lower back, and he ended up messing up his back because of that, and became lame. So when it's happened, because of the fact that he threw his words, copied Maya. So the Gemara Hava Hagarma, it was both of them that caused this to occur. Rashi says, "Chet garim la she nitzla bekida." What happened was that the actual sin was what caused him to actually get injured. Had he not done that, then that wouldn't have occurred. He wouldn't have gone through that pain. Rabbi Chiya bar Lulyani, Shaminu lanachanani, Dikami. He heard that there were these clouds that were talking, and they said, Nesu v'nesu mayab amunamov. Let's go bring water and rain to amunamov. Amr lefanav, Ribbono shalom. Kishin is at the Torah lamcha Yisrael. When you gave the Torah to Bnei Yisrael, chazat al kolum, when we went to the entire nation, all the nations of the world. And you asked, who am I Torah, v'lo kablu, and none of them accept the Torah. V'achshav atanu selam and matar, and now you're going to go and you give them rain, they didn't accept your Torah. Shto hacha, throw it over here. Give it to Kalali Yisrael. Give it to Eretz Yisrael. Shadua aduchtayu. When they did such a thing, they did it on that place. They did it in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, says the Gemara. Darish Rabbi Chiya bar Luyani. My lichsev. What does it mean when it says in the pasuk? Tzadi katamar yifrach keres balvanon yiske. What does it mean that the tzadik, the righteous one, katamar yifrach, he's going to flourish like a tamar, like a date, keres, like the cedar wood. Balavanan in the Lebanon, Yisge, he is going to become big, he's going to become tall. What does that mean? Im nemar tamar lomen eris. So once you said, you should be like a tamar, like a date, like, well, it means not just a date, but it means like a date tree. So why are you saying an eris? I'm an eris, lomen nemar tamar. If you said eris, why are you saying tamar? The answer is, we're coming out to see there's two of them here, two things. Ilu nemar tamar lomen nemar eris, I would have said tamar not eris. Hayisi omer, I would have said, ma tamar, what do we find by a date tree? Just like a tamar, beep, turn the page. Chaf, hey, my base, ain gizom machlif. It doesn't grow back. Zokt rashi, meaning im nifsak. Once it stops, if you go ahead and you cut it down, it's not going to grow back. We're going to say that the tzaddik, he's not going to go and he's not going to come back. Mean to say, he's not going to have tchias amesim. Ain't no zecher tzaddik. Ain't gizo machlef. Ain't no tchias amesim. He's not coming back. Lekach nemer eres. Therefore, it says like an eres, meaning you're going to come back. Ilan nemer eres. It was just an eres, a cassia tree. Lo nemer tamar. What is it? Tamar. Then aisi omer. I would have said ma eres. Ain't no saperos. It's like an eres. A cedar doesn't make any fruits. Outside the chas v'shalom. Ain't no saperos. You tell me the tzaddik chalila. It's not going to make any peros. Rashi says ain't no schar lasid. Like say ilu dvarim shadam ocha perosam lo mazev. You tell me it's not going to appear, it's not going to schar. Lakach nemar tamar, v'nemar eres. Therefore it says tamar, therefore it says date, and it says eres, both of them to know we're going to come back, and they're going to have peros. Everything's good and dandy. Frech the Gemara now, it's just an actual agricultural issue that just arose. V'erez, gizo machli. If you're telling me that a cedar, you cut it down, it's going to grow back. Is it really true? V'tanya, we learned in a braisa. Halukech ilan v'chaver alakos. This is a person who goes, you buy a tree from a friend. You want to go and you want to cut it down. The reason you want to cut it down is you want to use its wood. Magbil minakaka tefach. What you have to do is make sure you leave a tefach that's still above the ground. V'kotze, so then you can go, you can cut it, because you leave a tefach, then it's enough for it to grow back. Besadan a shikma, in when you're coming to a shikma, that is a type of wood called sycamore, then you have to make sure that you leave over shnei tvachim. Got to leave over two tvachim in order for it to grow back. Bibsulas a shikma, another type of sycamore tree, which is referencing one that was actually never cut before. Rashi says the tia shlo nixtam olim, it was something that was never cut at all. Shlosh tefachim, you got to leave three tefachim above the ground for it to grow back. Bekanim gvanim, comes to reeds and gvanim vines. Min pekakul lemal, it's got to go from the pekak, which is a Rashi is a kesher tachlon, the lower knot, this type of thing, type of knot. You got to go from up there, but the kalim in order for it to grow back. But the kalim barazim, when it comes to dekel and erez. Chofer lamato masharis, you can dig below and take out the roots of the tree. Up the tree entirely. Fish engiz amachle, because it actually doesn't grow back. So what are you talking about over here that you said the cedar tree is going to come back? It's not going to come back. What are we talking about? B'sharmin erasim, a different type of eris. As we have seen in other places, like Rabba Bar Huna come along and he says that... there are 10 different types of cedar trees. Where did we see this Jimara? We saw this in Rosh Hashanah and in Sukkah. This is a whole list over there of 10 different things, and therefore there's ones that don't grow back, some that do grow back. Now, we're going back to the Shtickle Torah that we've dealt with before. Tanur Rabbanan. Maaseh Rabbi Elazar Shekozer Shlosha Taniyos al Tzibor. He set up 13 fasts on the Tzibor. Like we got to do three, then seven. Turned out to be 13 fasts. V'lo yudik sham, it didn't rain. Bachrona, the last fast, Tzchilo Tzibor, let's say someone started to leave. Everyone was going home. They were leaving the Beit Knesset. Rashi says, from the Beit Knesset. Amalehem, he says to them, Tikantim kivarim latzchem. What, did you guys already set up your graves? Like, what's going on over here? You're gonna leave Bitamia. Ein lechem elo luchu kivru atzchem b'nei rav. You have no food here, so what are you going to do? Go, kol ha'am b'b'chia. Everybody cried out when he said such a thing. Rashi says, Tzaku. Kamo im yigar shor al b'layla. B'laylo. Halach go. That really stirred their emotions out to cry. V'yodu g'shamim. And suddenly, all of a sudden, they cried out from the depths. And what happened? The rain started falling. Shuv Meis Rabbi Eliezer shared lifting a table one time. What happened? Rabbi Eliezer went down and he started to daven, meaning he was a shlich tzibur. V'amar esem arba brachos. He said the 24 brachos that we spoke about. He's doing a fast day. Vilona, no, he wasn't answered. Yod Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva got up there. V'amar and he said, Avinu Malkenu, ein lanu melech ela ata. Avinu Malkenu, lemancha racheim aleinu. Please, Ribbono Shel Olam, he says, we have no one but you. Please, go and do it for you. Harachamim, v'yordu k'sham, immediately start to rain. Have a meradanei rabbanon. Oh, they all started schmoozing. Everyone started talking over here. They're like, wow, look at that. Yotzabai, they said, looks like Rabbi Akiva's on a higher level than Rabbi Eliezer. Yotzabaskal v'amra, but a heavenly voice came out to make clear over here. No. Lo mibnei shezeh gadol mizana, because Rabbi Akiva's greater. Elo shezeh mavi amidosu, because Rabbi Akiva's the type of person who lets things go. He doesn't hold on to things, he's able to let things go and forgive people, and therefore, but the other one, he doesn't, and therefore that is the thing which allowed him to be able to be listened to. Okay, Tani Rabbah, we move on to take us back. It takes us all the way back. So what happens if there's no rain that happens? You have more fasts. Right, but if it did rain, then you don't have to do any more fasts. So now we want to know how much rain is considered enough that it's over. Tanur Rabbanan. Ad Maaseh Yugishamim Yordim Atzibor Poskim Mitan Yisam. How much rain does that have to happen in order for us to be able to stop? Rashi says we saw some daf Yud Beis Amud Beis that Arvu Elu V'Nanu Beis and goes in Ode, etc. Aval Nanu, if they got answered, then Shuvein Tzichon Sas, you don't have to do anymore. V'Hani Midot Tzibor, segment of a congregation. Aval Yachin, individual, Shayim Is'ana Al Chola, the daven for someone who's sick. The Shabbat got better. Oh, al tsara va'avra, or a tsara in the past, tari mis'anu mashtim kedamrin le'el, we stand off yudam abeis, kach shemati, you don't stop. The question is, what if the tzibra do it and it starts to rain, how much is considered enough? Kimlo berech ha-macharisha divrei Rabbi Meir. Meir says the amount that it takes for the, Rashi says the berech is the type of kli that they would plow with and and hoe with, and it would get the amount of that it goes down into the depth of where the actual blade of the plow goes down. That's Rabbi Meir. Chamamim b'chareva tefach. When you're dealing with chareva, Rashi says karka yivesha, if it's very dry soil, it's got to be the amount that's going to go down a tefach. Rashi says kevin the chareva ali v'nichlus sabah gishamim tefach vadei rov gishamim yardu. Goes down a tefach, that's already a lot. B'beinen is tefachayim. If you have the soil is beinonis, like not as hard as the previous one, so then it has to be two tefach. Ba'avuda shlosh tefachim. If it's avuda, Rashi says charusha, it's already worked on, it's already plowed, like a sudden near, and a chesam b'gshamim harbe, a lot of rain goes into a gimel tefachim. Da'afil b'gshamim mu'at, and even a little bit of it, a chesam b'tefach b'tefachim, it goes down like a tefach or two tefach. So it comes out that it's actually, we're all talking about the same amount of rain, just if it's very dry, it'll enter the land of tefach. If it's a little bit less dry, then it'll go down two, and if it's really not, if it's already plowed, then it's going to go down even more than that. Okay, zok the b'raisa, Tanya, we learned in a b'raisa, Rabbi Shimon Lazar Omer, ein lecha tefach milmala, she'ein tohom yotzei lekraso shloshet tefachim. Whenever you have a tefach of rain that falls from up top, then what happens is from the depths of the water's in the depth, in the deep, they come up three tefachim. Now, Rashi, if you remember, we saw the Gemara in Sukkah, and Rashi means if you're in a gimel base, even though it's very, very deep in the ground, and we don't actually see it, still it affects it in a positive way. So from the water that comes from the top, you have stuff coming from the bottom also. V'hot tanya tefachayim. You said over here that it comes up three tefachim, but in other places it says, no, only comes up two tefach. So Gemara lo kasha. Kam ba'avuda, kam b'shen avuda. We're talking about, in the second brisa, it says it comes up two, that's talking about avuda, and the other one's talking about non-avuda, so that it only comes up two with one, and comes up three with the other. Amar Rebbe Lazar. First, one step back, Rashi explains that what it talked about in the first brisa, that it says it comes up three, that's talking about there's a lot of rain that goes into the ground, one tefach, and it's talking about soil that wasn't plowed, and therefore a lot of that brings three from the bottom, three tefachim from the bottom. Second brisa, which means it's less rain, because it goes in also a tefach, but it's soil, it's already plowed, then that's only going to bring two tefachim from the depth of the world. I'm Rabbi Lazar. Kishamenaschin is a mayim b'chag. When they would do nisach hamayim, we're talking about on Sukkos. They do nisach hamayim where they poured the water. Tahom omer lechavero. This is talking about the mayim elyonim and the mayim tachtonim. The upper waters, the lower waters, they come along and they speak to each other. And it says, Abba meimecha, bring your water. In other words, to come forth. Kol shnei reim anishamea. As I hear the voice of two friends. What's the two friends? It's talking about the two waters that they used to pour, the Nisach HaMayim, V'Nisach HaYayin. Normally do Nisach HaYayin alone, but now we also do Nisach HaMayim on Sukkos as well, so therefore these two are coming. Shenemer Tahom El Tahom, Kari L'Kol Tzinarecha. The deep waters to the deep waters, one Tahom to the other Tahom, they call out the sound of the waters in the Tzinor, in the pipes. So Rashi explains that we're talking again is that Nisach HaMayim and Nisach HaYayin, like we just said, they're calling out together that they should all bring lots and lots of water. Amar Rabba, L'didi Chazi Lihai Ridya. I saw that there was Ridya. Rashi says Ridya is Malach HaMemuna Al Gishamim Kach Shemo. That's his name of the Malach who's in charge of the rain. Dami Le'eglo Pirsa Svasei. It's similar to a baby cow. And its lips are torn, are ripped. Vikaima, and this guy hangs out, being Tahoma Tatoil Tahoma Eloi, he hangs out by the lower depths and the upper depth, the different waters that are going on over there. Rashi says what that means is he's hanging out being Arakiel Ukionis, Hechadanashki Araverakia. It's a place where the sky and the ocean kiss. Amazing. Litomi Eloi Omerle. He says to the upper waters, Chashor Memecha. Drizzle down your water, Rashi says, Berakia. He says the bottom one. He says, "Abba mimecha, bring up your waters." So we have one coming down, the other one come up. Rashi says, "Lamata bekarka," one's in the depths. Shenemar, "Hanitzanim niru ba'aretz." The blossoms are seen in the land. Okay, my friends, we're up to the next part of the Mishnah that said, let's say you have the fast set up to go, but it starts to rain before Netzachama, before sunrise. What do you do? So you have to go and finish it. But if it didn't rain until after, then you have to finish off. Then we saw the Mishnah says, Rabbi Elazar says, no, even if it didn't rain, if it started raining before Chatzos, you don't have to, because that's when you normally eat, as the Gemara is going to say. You're supposed to fast, but before sunrise even, it starts to rain. Lo yashlimu. You don't have to go out and you don't have to finish up the fast. You don't got to do it. But afterwards, you have to. Those words are Mary. Who don't worry? He says, no. The cutoff point is Chatzos. As long as if before Chatzos, then you don't have to finish the fast, but afterwards, you do have to. Rabbi Yotzi says, call them Teshos. He says, a ninth hour. That's a cutoff point. To finish off. As we find by Achav, the king of Israel. He would fast from 9 hours of the day and on. He started fasting from the ninth hour and on. Shenem, as the Pasuk says, Isa ki nichna Achav. You see what Achav did? The Pasuk and a whole storyline in Malachim. What happened was, is that Achav and Izebel, that's Jezebel, they wanted to go out. Achav was the re, he was the king. And Jezebel, they wanted to bring a piece of land. But there were these two guys didn't want to sell it to him. He didn't want to sell it, and they ended up framing them and killing them. And then Hashem said, that's it, because you did that, you going down hard. And the Ahunavi came along and told him that. But he did tshuva, and he's like, oh my gosh, how could that be? I can't believe it. Ah, please, no, don't do it. He fasted and all that stuff. And that's when he started to fast. And Hashem said, why? You saw what he did? Because of that, I'm not going to go and I'm not going to do this to him. And who did he see? He went ahead and he made a tightness. And it started to rain. After his sunrise, Savrilash Luminu, and he figured, okay, let me finish it off. Rabbi Ami said, Allah is before Chatzos and Ev Chatzos, that's the cutoff mark, but it's not from Netzachama. Shmuel HaKatan goes to Nisa. When Shmuel HaKatan, he made a fast. He said there should be a fast. What happened? It started to rain before Netzachama. He says, wow, look at us. We're so stark. It started to, even before we did anything. It started to rain. He says, don't be so sure. Let me tell you a mashal. What is it compared to? What is it similar to? It's a servant that wants something from his master. And he says, master says, Tenulo v'alish makolo. Just give it to him so I don't have to even hear his voice. Hashem gave it to him so I don't even hear a voice. Maybe it's not even so good. Shuv Shmuel HaKata goes like this. He said, another time he made a fast for Yerdolim Gisham L'Achar Shkiz HaCham, and it rained after Shkiz HaCham. And now they thought to flip. Okay, Kisvur Ma'an Lomish Shvacha. It must be they were great. Shvacha Shot Tzibur, because he wanted to hear our tefillos, and only then did he bring it. Lomish Shmuel, not so fast. Lomish Shvacha Shot Tzibur, not necessarily a good thing. Elem Shul L'Cham Mashal. Let me tell you a little Mashal. Lomar Adavar Doma, what's it compared to? Le'evet Shemavakish Prasa Mirabo. It's like a person wants a prize from their Rebbe. V'amalem. And the master says, you know, the Rav says, Hamtinu lo achi yismak make v'yitzdar. You know, why don't you just wait until he goes through a lot of pain and he's in pain? Only then give it to him. So clearly, maybe something that happened to us, he wanted us to be in pain. Next, so according to him, when is there ever a positive thing? It's not before, it's not after, so when is it? So he says, I'll tell you when. Amr mashav ruach, if a person says the words mashav ruach, and then immediately v'nashav zika, you dive and it happens right after. It happens before you daven, not after, way after you daven. It happens immediately. And then it rains immediately. That's considered something which is shevach, which is good. Maisa forgot to tainus below one time. What happened when they went ahead and they set up a tainus at the last point till the end of the perek? They set up a tainus in Lud. And as we're going to see, they were told to then eat, and then afterwards they go and say halal gadol. V'nei mahalal meikar says, why? Why are we doing it? Just say halal gadol immediately. Why is it that they have to eat something first? Abayi v'rovetam b'tavar, they said, if you she'in omrim halal, you don't say the shtikl toira of halal agadol. You don't say halal. El al nefesh seveya v'cherim aleha. Beep, turn the page. Chavav amalaf. El al nefesh seveya v'cherim aleha. Unless you have a full stomach and you're feeling good. Rashi b'toch shekosabo, no sin lechem l'chol basar. It says, gives lechem l'chol basar. No laham le'omer ala seveya. It's good to say it when you already say shit. Ain't he saying, was that really true? If I'm a papa, equal to the kinishta d'abigoar. You know, our papa once came to visit the shul of Abi Govar, And Rashi says this is a shame adam or makom, it's either a person or a place. Because of tainus, it made a tainus. V'yedol m'gishamim b'chatzos. And what happened was, it rained before chatzos. V'amar hal, and he said hal right away. V'chaka chal shul v'shasto. And only after they ate and they drank. So look at that. You eat and you drink only after. First hal, even without even drinking. What's going on? What do you do? Do you first say eat something in despoez? You say hal, you first say despoez, you eat something. Comida. So the Gemara, no. Shani b'nei mechusa. That's a different story, my friend. Because como se dice tocar? Tomar, they like to drink a little bit. Shiny Ben Mechuzah, the Shichabu Shichrus, they like to get stoned, plastered, wasted, done, drunk. And therefore, they can't say Alagadol once they're drunk. So therefore, they would say Alagadol and only after they ate, so that they shouldn't be saying it when they are drunk. Hadron Allah, Seder Tanios Elu. What? You know our midug? We said we're going to Hadron Allah, so let's do it. Tafyun Chesim Rebeis. Right in the beginning of the parak comes along and says the following Seder Tanios Elu, Amr Birvi Rishon Eithot Samachim. Shishanu Masri and Aleim Yad. Bam! We're Yotz Design. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.